Over the past 4 years, one of my favorite activities has been meeting with local elected officials and taking a walk or a drive through their municipality and hearing firsthand from them about their issues. I've gained a lot of important perspectives from these meetings, including realization how pervasive the issue of blight is in the district that I represent. Blight is an issue in most of the municipalities that I serve, no matter what size. I would venture to say the same could be said of most of our districts. Unfortunately, blight is like a cancer that spreads rapidly throughout our neighborhoods, which risks the safety and the economic vitality of our communities we serve. Today is a landmark day in the fight against blight in our communities. Just over 5 years ago in this General Assembly, we created the concept of land banks in Pennsylvania, which provided communities or groupings of communities with important tools to fight blight by giving them the ability to acquire properties earlier in the process. With the consent of local governments, derive revenue from the sale of those properties in order to acquire new properties. Since then, land banks were formed in 16 areas of the state, and I can personally attest to the good work that they do by observing what happens with the progress being made in Westmoreland County portion of my district. In the Somerset and Fayette County portions of my district, several areas looked into forming a land bank, but found the startup costs and a recurring cost just too expensive. In many of the 16 land banks that have been formed, it's been the redevelopment authorities that have led the way and provided the staff support necessary to run the land bank's operation. These facts were brought to me by Andrew French, the executive director of Fayette County Redevelopment Authority, during one of our regular meetings. The solution to give redevelopment authorities the functions of a land bank is found in Senate Bill 667, which I'm asking for your support today. As amended by the House, counties can choose to provide their redevelopment authority the ability to function as a land bank without the recurring costs of setting up and supporting a new board. This reduces redundancy and costs, allowing more resources to be aimed at fighting blight. Senate Bill 667 passed in the Senate in June of last year, and since that time we have been in heavy talks with our colleagues in the House and many stakeholders for whom blight is their rightful focus. I'd like to thank every one of them who came forward and offered their suggestions for this bill. I'd like to thank Chairman Keller and his committee staff for their work in bringing a final bill forward that would win support in the House, and Representative Matthew Dowling for offering the agreed-to amendment in the House Urban Affairs Committee. I learned a lot about this issue due to working with these experts and appreciate their commitment to this issue. I'd also like to thank Senator Cormann and his staff for their diligence in seeing this bill through the legislative process. Finally, I'd like to thank my staff, Jake Gary and Ben Wren, who put in countless meetings and conference calls to stakeholders in order to bring this to this point. Mr. President, Senate Bill 667 is not a silver bullet when it comes to fighting blight, but is an important tool that we are providing to those areas who have not been able to put together the resources necessary to form a land bank under current law. With Senate Bill 667, combined with other tools that this legislature has provided, like the recorder fee in Act 152 of 2016, which 16 counties have taken advantage of, and others are currently considering, and the expedited foreclosure law that we recently sent to the governor, we are making progress in combating blight in our communities, and I ask for my colleagues' support of Senate Bill 667 to continue in that progress.